Well, it's a Friday. Good morning to you. Chuck Meeker here at the Kirkside Cafe, where we dish up a cata latte for you. Part catechism and part latte. Or whatever your favorite caffeinated beverage might be. Or for that matter, maybe not so caffeinated. But it is the morning, and we begin our time working through the Heidelberg Catechism, as we have done all throughout this year, and we're coming toward an end as we finish up here in the last remaining days of the calendar year. So we are at Lord's Day 39, question answer 104. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother and to all authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. And as has been our habit all along, we read some scripture. Now, there is plenty of scripture here, and I'm not going to read it all, but the usual verses that go toward this commandment, this fifth commandment, to honor, love, and be faithful to our parents, we find in Ephesians 6, 1 through 6, Colossians 3, 18, and following, and also we come across passages like in Proverbs 1, 8 through 9, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. But we're going to look at today, in particular, Romans 13, 2 through 7. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be in subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience's sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So this goes beyond just the familial authority to civil authority. And we live in a day and age in which there is much vitriol concerning different party platforms, and especially during this election cycle, we have seen incredible discord. But it is God who appoints the civil magistrates. It is God who appoints them for his service, and they will be accountable if they do not fear him, if they do not respect the greater authority. But meanwhile, insofar as it does not violate Scripture, we are to take heed and be under the authority of those whom the Lord has placed over us. And that also means we need to be respectful in what we say and in what we do. So on this day, as we ought to every day, walk with the Lord, and may we show those around us that great hope that resides in us. And so we should see you, should the Lord continue to tarry, Monday morning.